One of the things you notice immediately when you take that first look at the New England Patriots offense is how good they are in the red zone, and they get there a lot. In fact, there are two touchdowns in the fourth quarter to defeat Jacksonville in the AFC Championship game were tight red zone throws by Tom Brady. You're going to see red zone cover three by Jacksonville. So now you need route combinations that break down cover three. You'll see James White release wide out of the backfield. He's going to pull Barry Church out from inside as the flat defender. Dwayne Allen will run vertically. He's attacking linebacker Telvin Smith, and that route forces Smith to drop deeper. So now what you get is you get a void created for Danny Amendola coming from the other side on a crossing route. Easy throw now for Tom Brady. This is what they do. They are so good in the red zone with their design, their route concepts, their route combinations, particularly against zone coverage. They create voids. They create defined reads, defined throws for Tom Brady. Now, obviously, the key is you don't want them to get into the red zone a whole lot. But this team has done that all season long, and they capitalize.
All right, Ike Reese, one thing the Patriots do very well, and you know all about this, they exploit weaknesses. They find areas of weakness, and they go after it. What do the Eagles have to do defensively to watch out for things that the Patriots are doing, and pre-snap as well?
Well, one of the things the Patriots love to do is they love to try to find mismatches, right? You got James White, you got Deion Lewis in the backfield, you got Rex Burkhead in the backfield. So they don't mind detaching the running back, going to empty backfield set, because they want to see who are you going to adjust with. Are you going to send a linebacker out there with the running back, or are you going to put a safety out there with the running back? Once the Eagles make the adjustment of putting Malcolm Jenkins out here with Jerick McKinnon, the Minnesota Vikings decide, let's bring him back into the backfield, and we'll see how they react to it. So what Malcolm does here is he and Nigel Bradham are going to communicate here. Now they're going to switch responsibilities. Nigel Bradham was initially going. Malcolm was going to take the coverage. Once Jerick McKinnon comes in the backfield, now they switch responsibilities. Jerick McKinnon becomes Nigel Bradham's responsibility. And you watch here where Malcolm comes over and communicates that he's now going to go. All right, so after the snap of the ball, they want to try to get Jerick McKinnon free. So what they're going to do is they're going to run a little interference here to try to get the coverage inside picked off. And you're going to see Jerick McKinnon slip through the backfield and come here. But here's what I like about how the Eagles defended this. You got the two DBs out here. You got Jalen Mills and you got Patrick Robinson. They're responsible for these two guys. Nigel Bradham over here is waiting to see where Jerick McKinnon is going to release. So you're going to see how you get somewhat of a pick route sort of being set naturally. But here's where smart players come into play. You got Patrick Robinson, who realizes that this is basically a cross formation designed to get him picked. He's going to be waiting here for Jerick McKinnon on the outside. You got the pressure from Malcolm Jenkins on Case Keenum to force this bad throw. But I love the way the Eagles defenders manage to stay out of the fray here, not get picked off, and really play with their eyes. But this is something when you go up against the New England Patriots, they do very often. They want to try to get you in a matchup disadvantage on their running backs. Tom Brady has no problem throwing the ball out of the backfield. The Eagles, when they're in man coverage, communication is going to be key, and they're going to have to pass off these crossing routes to make sure no one gets picked off.